flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. Text line 617-779-7937. Same as the phone number. You can jump in on the Patriots, the Chiefs, what's at stake this weekend. The boogeyman is here, and they're officially starting as the best team in the NFL, starting their chase of a three-peat, something the Patriots couldn't do. So are you ready for it? Can you handle it? We'll get to that. Does Rich Keefe have amnesia? Well, no. I don't think so. That would be very convenient in the Celsius case.
Yep, that'd be a classic soap opera theme.
The Patriots' last Super Bowl was all defense. I hate this take so much.
But this, you got to know what I mean. I meant like the whole season, the lead up. How about the game before that?
Brady was the most miserable 8-0 quarterback the following year, blah, 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 blah. They won in that, their defense was great in that Super Bowl against the Rams. You can even say Belichick cooked up a great game plan if you'd like to. I'm loath to give him a lot of credit, but I'd go there. I mean, Jared Goff threw a pop fly to Stephon Gilmore, but whatever.
Got to put a little more zip on that ball.
Yeah, who broke up the pass? Was it Jason
McCourty?
Like if Goff had any zip on his throw, you know, it probably goes differently, but whatever. Yeah. Good game plan by Bill. Fine. Their defense was really good in that game. Do you recall what happened the two rounds before that?
I do, yeah.
They smoked the Chargers.
Yeah.
And it was a lot of offense in that game, although that might have been some running. I can't remember.
What ranked higher that year in the regular season?
Yeah.
Their offense or their defense?
I bet both were pretty middling.
They were both great.
But they were.
No, they're both great.
Offense.
Offense was better, though.
Yeah.
It was more of an offensive
team. They were
team.
Great in 2018, offense and defense.
Yeah.
I remember.
Fourth offense, 7 defense. This was the classic bend, don't break. They were 21st in yards defense. Remember they would give up a million yards, then it was like field goal.
Well,
whereas like offensively, they were right at the top of the league. They were top 5 in yards and points.
I think I have my years right. Is 2018?
2018 was the weird year.
Josh Gordon walked off the field in Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
That was that year, right?
Yeah, they lost a late game to Pittsburgh. You're like, this ain't it. And then they won the whole thing.
I was on the classic Jones bad take. But I was like, it's over.
No.
Dynasty done. It's officially, Josh Gordon walked off the field in Pittsburgh. They're dead. They win the Super Bowl a month later.
That was the weird one. That's what people were saying. Last year's Kansas City Chiefs reminded a lot of people, and even this year's Kansas City Chiefs, of the 2018 Patriots, even though the Patriots lost more regular season games. It was the 2019 season, Brady's last year, where the defense destroyed all those second string quarterbacks, and it was number one defense. The offense fell a little bit, and then we saw what happened in the playoffs. But no, in 2018 it was more of a offensive team, I would say.
617-779-7937. Al's in New Hampshire. Go ahead, Al.
Hey guys, I just wanted to say that you two of you guys are the best.
We are.
Thanks, Al.
That's true.
Friend of mine. Yeah. Al Radio.
Thank you.
Now Rich, I just want to mention that I had my first Celsius the other day. Thought it was disgusting. I don't know if it's a sponsor of yours.
Yeah, that might be the bigger story here. I shouldn't have taken it.
Nobody should be fighting for those things.
Correct.
But biggest thing, Brady versus Mahomes. This, to me, I'll admittedly say that I'm the biggest Brady homer on the planet. I just love the guy. But to me, the mic drop is this the 59th or 60th Super Bowl?
This is 60, isn't it?
Coming up.
I think it's 60.
Is it 60?
Okay. Yeah, because Gronk has a good joke about it where he's like, with the Roman numerals, where he screws up the word. What's the point about the 60th Super Bowl, Al?
So 60, I don't hear this enough. Brady has more Super Bowl wins than any franchise. All of the greatest franchises in the history of, the Super Bowl era.
Yeah, we got it. So if Mahomes wins this year.
That is a wild stat.
Seven!
Yeah, that is a wild stat.
Okay, fine. But if Mahomes wins this year, he's ahead of Brady's pace. That's the point.
Ahead of the pace, sure. Yeah. But one of the crazy things about Tom Brady is winning it at 40 and being like a freak show and playing that long. Nobody plays that long.
If Mahomes keeps this up, he's going to pass Brady by 35.
I know, but people would wonder, like, will he keep it? Nobody else was able to do it to that degree. Mahomes is a little doughy, someone would point out. Wonder if, like, physically he's going to be able to do it. Also, Brady, don't get me wrong, Brady made a lot of money, but I feel like the money's a little bit different now, too. It's a little bit easier for guys to kind of walk away. Yeah, that wasn't the reason why Brady kept playing, I understand. But I don't know, like, it'll be kind of crazy because Mahomes is still, as, like, a human being, is still pretty young, you know?
Well, he doesn't turn 30 till the offseason. Or, well, until after the season is over.
It's crazy because you could argue, actually, I think it's maybe clear, wasn't Brady himself better in his 30s than he was in his 20s? So, like, if you get that with Mahomes, like, look out. But there's zero guarantee. Like, most football players, that's not the case.
That's 100% true. 617-779-7937. You can jump in on this. We'll get to the Patriots' offense, how you got to rebuild it for Josh McDaniels, one of the big conversations we talked about all week. But let's get to the Bozo touchdown parlay. Four games this weekend to choose from in the divisional round. Who are you going with, Keith?
I'm going to go with Amon-Ra St. Brown, the sun god for Detroit. Should be a ton of points in that game. I got a little side thing going with Jared Goff throwing three touchdowns. So I'm going to need one of those to go to Amon-Ra St. Brown.
A lot of eggs in that basket.
It's minus 125. However, I feel like every time I watch the Lions, he does in fact score a touchdown. There's going to be a lot of points. I think he gets in the end zone this week. So give me St. Brown.
Okay, Keith going with the high over-under in that game with Amon-Ra St. Brown. I'm going with another high over-under, not as high as that one, but I'm going with Josh Allen in that game. Over-under there is at 51.5. Josh Allen is plus money, at least when I checked last night. Maybe it's moved. Plus 110.
Yeah.
Anytime touchdown. The Ravens are very difficult to run on. I think that works out in his favor. I think it's going to be hard to run with James Cook down by the goal line, so they're just going to have Josh Allen do it. Josh Allen plus 110. That's who I'm going with. Who you got, Billy?
Eagles hosting the Rams. I'm taking the bookworm. Give me A.J. Brown.
Ooh, this is a good one.
The bookworm. I like that.
Maybe they feed him a little bit. I know they're saying, oh, don't worry about it.
Squeaky
and
wheel.
He reads all the time and
last
whatever.
Last time this happened, they force-fed him the ball in the end zone.
I like it.
Yeah, but Jalen Hurts hates him.
Well, something's got to give.
Squeaky wheel. Squeaky wheel is a good...
I'm a fan of it.
A good way to approach this. And plus 150, a lot of juice there. Who are you going with, Nick?
I'm going with Xavier Worthy. He catches the ball and he runs the ball. He gets the ball a ton. Fair. Last time the Chiefs played the Texans, he scored. So give me Xavier Worthy.
Okay, and Terps going with Terry McLaurin. That was the other one I was looking at. Plus 110 in that Lions
game. I like
game.
That
so
one.
Are we four different games?
I think we got them all covered, right?
Oh, we got five picks. I'm sorry. But we got
there's
one in every game is what I mean. Yes.
Double. So Amon-Ra St. Brown and Terry McLaurin are in the same game, and then everybody else is a one-off.
Okay. So Allen plus 110, Amon-Ra minus 125, A.J. Brown plus 150, Xavier Worthy plus 205, Terry McLaurin plus 110. Parlay them all together. What does it add up to, Keith?
One ham, $10, would get you a PS5, a game, and some money left over, $605.27.
And as we like to tell you, you shop around on the apps, there's probably a boost. You can juice that up.
Definitely
going to
be playoff boost for sure.
Yeah.
Touchdown playoff boost. Almost everywhere.
I think I saw a 20% earlier today.
So it's 605 on the low end.
Yes.
Yes.
So
this one looks good.
You feel good about it?
I feel great about it.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, Terp just texted me the math. Throughout the season, we're up over $1,000 in the season.
Still up $1,000.
Even though we hit one bet.
It's been dwindling, though. We are.
We won early. It's $10 a throw.
Yeah.
Like, not bad.
No, I'm just saying. It's been -10, -10, -10, -10. There's been
-10,
a lot.
We've been taking away
quite a bit from the winnings.
In it, playing, having fun. Every weekend, a little spice, a little
That's
something
true.
Nice.
That is true.
I mean, you're losing $10 all the time, but you won like close to $2,000. We had like a big juicy parlay early.
Yeah.
You're still up on the season.
The question is, do we need to hit again to really legitimize the Bozo?
I would like to hit again, but we're bringing it back next year because we're still up. Even if we lose out, divisional round, conference,
we could do like 15 years worth of shows.
Well, like Super Bowl, we won't do.
let's be careful.
Let's try to get 15 months.
We barely outlive Mayo. Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
No bet.
Yeah.
No bet. like Super Bowl. And even next week, we can talk about this.
Uh-huh.
Maybe we just do like different bets. It doesn't have to be touchdowns.
Maybe it's
like,
not, it can't be.
There might not be five touchdowns next week.
There probably won't be.
Well, they pick a no touchdown score.
But no, you can't do no touchdown score also pick a touchdown score.
That would be our specialty. This guy's not scoring a touchdown.
Nobody's scoring.
I'd be in on that.
All right.
So there you go. It's Bozo Touchdown Parlay. We'll tweet that out at Jones and Keefan on Instagram. Follow along there. 617-779-7937. I already see Brady Mahomes driving me crazy. We'll get to it. We'll also get into Josh McDaniels. Big story this week. Is he the next OC? And if he is, the offense is going to change from a year ago. Not just the talent, but the philosophy. So what does the Josh McDaniels offense need? We'll get to that with all your phone calls next.